There's about 7 miles of conveyors in this building, 80 loading docks, and, well, noise. Dan Pina is the operations manager.
This building, we average about 30,000 to 35,000 cartons that we send out every day. We start picking about 8 a.m. We finish anytime between 11 and midnight.
As he explains how tens of thousands of boxes are shipped out, he points to LED lights and motion sensors throughout the 380,000 square feet facility. Staples used to have only 6 box sizes, Pina says. Now they custom make each box.
As it rides through our quality control department, we're not filling it with a lot of extra dunnage to kind of secure it. Now it's pretty much filled up with contents. It's not leaving that much room left over. So along the way, it's made it a lot easier.
In another building, Staples manager Bob Grazian shows off more cost-effective technology. Above, really big fans.
If you guys want to look over here, you'll see we have two of the big-ass fans over the receiving office. They're low-speed, high-velocity fans. They move very slow. Very low energy, but they move a lot of air.
They're made of light aluminum, but still weigh about 300 pounds, measure 25 feet across, and have lots of blades. It's all part of the company's commitment to President Obama's Better Buildings Initiative. Industrial facilities or schools agree to become more energy efficient and receive grants to do it. Bob Valaire is the Director of Energy and Environmental Management with Staples.
By making the commitment, we stepped up and said, hey, we're not only going to reduce our footprint by 20%, we're going to raise it to 25 by 2020. So we felt very confident with our management team and all the employees to make a difference.
Staples received $84,000 in grants from donors that are invested in a greener America.
We've reduced the usage by 26% and our cost by 32%. 1.2 million kilowatt hours just in this facility alone. Big significant goals, but I think it's a journey.
The Department of Energy's Maria Vargas paid a visit to the facility Thursday.
On average, the organizations that work with us are saving about 2.5% of their energy use per year, and it's accounting for tens of millions of dollars that we're saving across the U.S. economy. So as these models and examples of what is fairly easy to do become more and more prevalent, we're hoping that organizations benefit from following these leaders.
She says, it's not only about energy reduction.
So this is a technology solution, it's also a people solution. And it's really an opportunity for American companies to innovate, allow their employees to be innovative, and to drive change, and to make the change work for the people that not only run the facilities, but work there too.
Robert Roost has worked for Staples for 3 years as a maintenance manager. He says the changes the company has made helps him daily.
You know, being in my position, a lot of the complaints come my way. It's too hot, it's dark, whatever. Just improving that in this facility, that personally helps me quite a bit. So less headaches, much less headaches.
Staples says it hopes to reduce energy in more than 1,700 of its buildings in the next decade. But it's not clear if the company's goal to become more efficient includes a plan announced earlier this week to close more than 200 of its stores nationwide by the end of the year. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.